I'd like to shift gears and talk about Hicksville. You remember taking a trip to a place called the Hicksville Trailer Palace in late May 2013, correct?
I do indeed. How could I forget?
And the people, it's like a little mini trailer resort out near Palm Springs, Joshua Tree area?
That's correct.
All right. And the people that were there with you on that trip were Amber, her sister Whitney, right? A woman by the name of Christy Sexton, right?
Oh, yes, okay.
Rocky Pennington?
Yes.
Right. Someone named Kelly Sue Milano or Kelly Sue Eater?
You got me.
You just remember Kelly Sue, right?
I don't remember a Kelly Sue.
Okay. In fact, Kelly Sue, you recall, was sitting close to Amber and you thought she was being affectionate toward her. You'd agree with that, right?
Sitting close is not the description I would give it myself.
Well, you just testified you didn't remember someone named Kelly Sue, but I'm putting it to you.
Well,
you remember someone named Kelly Sue who was sitting close to Amber and being affectionate, and you took exception to that, didn't you?
I wasn't aware that her name was Kelly Sue. Terribly sorry about that. I didn't know her name, but it was someone I'd never seen before who had clearly taken some happy something and was very affectionate with my girlfriend.
And so you removed Kelly Sue's hand from Amber and you yelled at Kelly Sue and told her that Amber was your girl, right?
That's not correct.
That's not correct?
No, sir. Not in the way that you're saying it. I certainly did remove her hand from Amber, if that's the answer to your question. But I think it's not.
Well, Mr. Depp, it's not a matter of how I said it, it's a matter of how you've said it. So let's take a look at page 239 of the UK transcript, please. This will be day two.
Two thirty-nine.
Page 18. Sorry. It's all right. A lot of papers.
239, yes.
It's going to be 239 and 240.
Okay. Thank you.
And you see on page 239, line 22, you're being asked a question about the incident we've just been discussing. Mm-hmm. And you're asked a question. And how did you deal with that uncomfortable situation?
Where are you reading from, sir?
I'm sorry. Page 239, line 22.
22, okay.
Yeah. You got it?
Yes, I do.
All right. Question, and how did you deal with that uncomfortable situation? Answer, I removed Miss Kelly Sue's hand from Miss Hurd's body, and I told her, do not do that. That, first of all, that is my girl. Second of all, it is rude and invasive. She was quite glassy-eyed, and she seemed pretty unsure of her surroundings. She seemed very unstable on her feet, and I remember saying to her, if you were going to take this drug, MDMA, you should know if you were able to handle it or not. Correct? Did I read that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And after this incident, you went back into the trailer that you and Miss Hurd were sharing, and you had a big argument, right?
There was an argument.
And the argument started about Kelly Sue, correct? Amber was unhappy with your reaction to her and what happened, correct?
Objection calls for speculation.
I'll sustain the objection if you could rephrase.
You had an argument with Ms. Hurd and you understood her to be upset with the way that you had handled that situation with Kelly Sue, correct?
I recall that that was a part of the argument, but as I had told Ms. Hurd, I was sorry if this, I mean, I was protecting Ms. Hurd's honor, and I was protecting my girl from someone who was clearly unable to deal with the substances that she'd taken.
Right.
It was a little forward.
And I know that there will be differing accounts of what happened in that trailer over the course of this trial, but you would agree with me, Mr. Depp, that at a minimum, you smashed up a bathroom sconce during that argument, correct?
Yes, sir. I punched a bathroom sconce. It was right by the mirror.
And apologies if we've already covered this, but this trip was in late May 2013?
I don't recall.
Okay. If you could pull up Exhibit 181. Michelle, this has already been admitted into evidence this morning, Your Honor.
181? No, I don't have 181 in evidence.
Did we not? Oh, you know what? I forgot that this morning. I'm sorry. So 181. Yep, that's right. Yeah, we haven't looked at this one yet this morning. Mr. Depp, I'm going to ask you about the third text down. This is a text exchange from you, a text message from you to Paul Bettany on July 11th, 2013, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then above that, there's a text message exchange between you and your sister, Christy, on July 10th, 2013. Correct?
The text above it, yes.
Yeah. Your Honor, I'd move for the admission of Exhibit 181 with of just those three texts.
No objection, Your Honor, with the proper redactions.
All right, get those redactions done.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I'm sorry, could you please clarify which text messages are going to be offered?
The top three.
Top three.
Thank you, yes.
Any objection then to those redactions?
All right. No objection.
Okay, 181 in evidence with redactions.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right.
I'd like to take a look at the text that you sent to Paul Bettany on July 11th. If you could blow that up, please, Michelle. And we just talked about this trip to Hicksville. If you go to the second paragraph or the fourth line down, you write to Mr. Bettany, missing you and yours and await our dangle on the island. You may have to drink for me. I, of course, pounded and displayed ugly colors to Amber on a recent journey. I am an insane person and not so fair-headed after too much of the drink. Weed, pills, fine. Booze, my capacity is too large and I won't stop. Ugly and sad, oh, how I love it. Did I read that right?
You did.
If you go up, please, this is a text message from exchange between you and Christy, in which Christy texts you, she wants to talk to me, she doesn't know what to do, loves you, but doesn't know always what to do. She's worried about it all. And you write to her, it was not pleasant today. I wasn't aware she had another goddamn photo shoot tomorrow. That's really why she fucking left. I don't need actress bullshit and her fucking ambition. That's what you wrote to your sister about Amber on July 10th.